could be wrong, but I feel like I might have to play this.
Healer, we've got a healer on the line.
No, you need to play the Unsolved Mysteries.
No, see, yes. I knew this is where you're going to take it. I'll give you like 1 minute, then I'm going to cut you
no,
off.
No, why do you always ahead. Do this? Why is it always my opinion that's always invalid
because
that I have to be cut off?
Because you have crazy ass opinions that
it
like,
doesn't matter.
Real.
It
doesn't
excited.
Matter.
I'm
50
excited.
Seconds. Go.
Oh my God, you're so annoying, number one. Number two.
45 seconds.
The Facebook 10-year challenge is a way to take your age recognition like... 40. Digital, you know, aging process or whatever, and get information about you. You should not be doing this. There are three possible scenarios that this could be. One of them is actually respectable. The other two are super sketchy and scary. The one could be that they're actually trying to extract data from people to help solve and find missing kid cases. So if you can update age regression technology, it's easy to discover, you know, kids' faces that might have been missing for a while. So if there's a picture taken of them, you'd be like, oh my God, this is so-and-so from 20 years prior
right.
that went missing or whatever. So that's a good thing. But the other things that are kind of weird are not that, but age recognition is like obviously a really useful way to target people for advertising. So this is a way that people can find out how old you are, how old you look, then get other data about you and start targeting you with more
All
ads and things like that.
All that data is already on Facebook on your profile. How are they getting information they don't already have?
This is extra. It's extra! They, put things on there like your location tracking, response and purchase behavior, all these different things. They all go together, okay? The
Where
other
are you getting
thing,
this information, by the way? I want to know what conspiracy website I needed to check out
for
the latest.
This is from Wired.com. It's like a reputable news source. Mm. They're saying, and this is the sketchiest one, is that there's a chance of really scary consequences like age progression could someday factor into insurance assessment in healthcare. So if you're somebody that it looks like, yikes, they get older way
really?
Faster than somebody else in a 10-year period, we're not going to help them out with healthcare. So with all these talks, and I know this is not, a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but if you're one of those people that believes in government run healthcare, this is one of those ways that they can look at you and be like, yikes, this person gets sick easier, look how old they look compared to other people their age. Yeah, no thanks, we're not going to help them out.
Is this how you spend your life, just being like paranoid and conspiracy? Like everybody else sees the 10-year Facebook challenge, like, hey, this is fun, like, oh my God, look at me back then, oh, I look so
no,
bad.
If we start getting government-run healthcare and you're denied coverage and this has to do with it, don't say I didn't warn you.
Okay, thank you.
The reason why I'm
Chicken
saying...
Chicken Little, the sky's falling.
The reason why I'm saying don't do the 10-year challenge is because it's
lame.
Kind of lame.
Yes! See, Liv and I are always on this. We're always 10 steps ahead. If you
no,
are doing
you
any
are
of these super viral...
things.
No, because if
yes.
you're one of the people that are doing this, you're so boring, you're so lame. You're like, I'm going to do
it
everyone else
That's
doing
not
it.
True. Just because
yes.
you don't like it, tons of people are doing it. So you're telling me everybody else online is boring and you
yes.
are the only ones that are cool?
I
yes.
will say...
Fool yourself much?
I will say that the Kylie Jenner 10-year one, did you see that? It went viral. She obviously didn't do it herself, but someone did it for her.
Oh, and, where before ooh, and after lip injections?
It, well, like just the 10-year progress and the disrespect.
The disrespect.
Disrespect.
Yeah, I'd like to see your whole Kardashian clan, the before and after. I want to see their faces, their butts, their whole body.
Do you think
Nothing.
I'm...
I want to see Bruce Jenner's or Caitlyn
oh,
Jenner.
Oh, he, well, he posted, or she posted one.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner posted before and after of her as Bruce and then her now.
Also, I just want to say, isn't she like in her 70s or 60s?
Yes.
Lame.
Yes, see? But if you do, but as far as the 10-year or the how hard did aging hit you challenge thing goes, if you think that I have a point that this data could be used against us one day, tweet us at Joan Alex Show and tell me. If you think I'm crazy or if you think I could be on something.
Or you just think that she likes to pee in everybody's Cheerios and be a grouch.
Am I the only one that did it out of
yes.
all of us?
Yes.
I was waiting for Joe.
Oh, wait,
I was
you know,
waiting for
you
Joe.
You know what? Actually, if Pork Chop's the only one, then maybe there's a point here.
Why no. haven't you done it if you're such a big fan?
I'm not. No, I didn't say I was a big fan of it, but I'm saying that there's nothing wrong with doing it. Because you guys, especially you, Alex, you always do it. Oh, there's some conspiracy with the government. I'm not doing that.
And nine times out of ten, I've been right.
You
know why
I haven't?
You know why I did it, Alex? Because look at me. Wasn't I such a cutie back
pork
then?
Pork Chop's photo is actually up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram if you want to go check it out. I think...
Pork Chop, when it comes to his looks, though, he's very narcissistic. I'm not saying that in a bad way. Like, you know... Well, you are very cute, and you know you're cute. So I think for Pork Chop posting it, he knows, like, ooh, I look good 10 years ago. Now I still look good. Joe, is yours riddled in self-insecurity? Like, is that why you don't want to post it?
No, I'm trying to think. If I'm 33, I would have been 23. I mean, I probably was about the same size. Maybe I lost weight around then.
So why haven't you done it?
I didn't have hair. I just don't think I've actually like hopped on and done it. That doesn't mean I think it's a dumb thing.
I think today's the last day. After this, it's too late.
Oh, no,
late.
It's definitely over. I think it's lame that you brought it up.
Oh. But tomorrow, hey. Joe's going to tell us how we need to watch Bird Box. He's so mad.